Hola, amigos. This is the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid comes to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Gentlemen, if your laughter indicates the word is wasted on you, then you are all fools.
Hear him! Hear him out, boys! Listen to Warren Townsend.
You men will be well paid for performing a task to which you are all accustomed. Your low-slung gun belts and notched guns verify my words. Now, your greatest reward will be forthcoming when we have accomplished one task. The complete destruction and annihilation of every cattleman in Lincoln County. Their property will be yours. You will be the landed gentry. Now, I repeat again. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day.
Momentos, Señor Townsend. I would like to ask you a question.
See, we got the question we want to ask.
I thought you told me these were the toughest men in Texas, Judd. That fat one looks like a clown from a circus.
And you look like you should belong in a cemetery.
Pancho, another crack like that and you'll be in a cemetery. I never hired you two hombres. What are you doing here?
I heard someone was hiring the fastest gunman in Texas. I was interested to know why and to know who he is.
You better be as fast on the draw as you are with the questions, Tinhorn. Slap me! My hand!
Like you say, hombre, as fast on the draw as with the questions.
Quiet! Fire down, man! That was a fast draw and fine shooting, Caballero. Don't ever make me have to prove to you I can do better. I can. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you're one of us. What name do you choose to call yourself?
I'm called the Cisco Kid, Señor Townsend. This hombre is mi good compañero, Pancho.
Cisco Kid?
Yeah, Pancho and Cisco, the good compañero.
Where Cisco rides, there also rides Pancho, eh? Very well. Your compañero goes with us.
You're making a mistake, Warren. I heard of this Cisco Kid before. He's got a long nose. He's a troublemaker. Ask any of these hombres here.
I'm asking you, Cisco. What kind of a hand are you playing?
That depends, senor, on how you intend to use this army of desperados.
What'd I tell you, Warren? He's a nosy jayhawk.
Quiet, Judd. Quiet, man! Cisco, the cattlemen in Lincoln County are attempting to drive out the homesteaders with fire and gunpowder.
And you intend to fight fire with fire and with gunpowder, Señor Townsend?
Only if necessary. My hope is the reputation of men like yourself and these other men will be enough to stop the bloodshed the cattlemen started.
You mean what you say, senor? I am with you.
And if it's not the truth, you find out Cisco know how to fight against you?
If you ride as one of us, Cisco, you're welcome. But make no mistake. If you attempt to cross me, there are 50 hombres behind you ready to kill you.
You'll bet your life they will.
But they won't have to. I'll do it myself.
Faster, Blake! Down!
Hurry, Bull! Hurry up! Over here!
Take that! Your gunfire stopped him!
Oh! Yeah, they're dirty, murdering coyotes. Maybe I can get just one of them. They're out of range.
I'll save the bullets, Dad. The damage is already done.
Well, what do you mean, Buck?
The herd up in Dry Canyon was rustled. Two of our punchers are dead. Those Ranahans took out after me when I spotted them.
Two more of our boys and more of our cattle gone. There's no way out of it, Buck. We've got to hire gunslingers like the ones Warren Townsend brought up from Texas.
I've been against it, Dad, but I reckon I'm wrong. Our boys are no match against them killers.
Hey, Buck,
Two of them. Riding this way now. As soon as I take aim with this rifle, there'll be two less varmints in Lincoln County.
Hold it, Dad. They're both riding in with their hands away from their gun belts. Let's see what they want.
Whatever.
Buenos dias, senores.
Buenos dias. Gracias for not shooting us when we ride off.
You are Senor Brewster, and you are Senor Brewster.
That's right. I'm Buck Brewster, Jr. This is my dad, Buck Brewster, Sr.
And I, Pancho, Jr., and Pancho, Sr. Pancho, glad to meet you, Senor Jr. and Senor Sr.
Enough, Pancho. You're not here on a laughing matter.
Who are you, hombre?
And the Cisco kids talk to you about this range war.
You're riding with Townsend and his pack of wolves. Only language your kind understands is six-gun talk.
Pull in that six-horse temper of yours, Buck. Huh. You're the Cisco kid, huh? Where you from?
The territory of Arizona.
But them gunslingers of Townsend are from Texas. How come you're with them?
Pancho and I were riding through the Texas Panhandle when we heard Townsend's offer of top pay for gunmen.
And you joined them, huh?
See, we joined them, but we not really joined with them.
When Townsend rounded up the worst desperados in the state of Texas, I suspected it was for no good purpose. His straightforward talk convinced me I might be wrong.
And to you, I will take that rifle, senor. He's got the rifle. Get him, Buck.
You not move, senor Buck.
Oh, not make him move. Pancho got you covered, too.
You rotten, skorking sidewinders. I should have gunned you down as soon as I sighted you.
We ain't going to stand here and let you kill us, Cisco. You got the drop on us. All right. I'm going for my sixth gun.
Hold it.
I have no intention of shooting anyone. Here is your rifle, Senor Brewster.
What in tarnation? You done right, Cisco. You could have killed us just then. You proved what I heard about the Cisco kid is true.
Well, if you hear that Cisco and Pancho on the side of the law, then you hear the truth.
When I saw what was going on in Lincoln County, I knew Townsend was lying. He is not trying to settle the war between the homesteaders and the cattlemen.
You bet he ain't. Him with all his fancy talk on the side of the homesteaders. He just took advantage of the situation between them nesters and us cattlemen.
The only way we can stop him is to fight him with his own weapons. Our cowpokes ain't no match for his gunmen. We gotta bring in a bunch of desperados, too. And with you to lead them, Cisco.
No, Senor Brewster. With those methods, you cattlemen will destroy yourselves as well as the homesteaders. The gunslingers you hire will not stop killing because you stop paying them. They will turn against you and destroy you.
Well, how do you figure we ought to fight that mob of killers Townsend brought up here, Cisco?
Since Townsend has set himself up as the law in this country, you and all the other ranchers must form as a group of vigilantes.
We ain't got the time for nothing but to get into the ranch house and barricade ourselves. Here comes Townsend, Judd Heston, and that gang of hired killers.
We have time to do that if it is necessary, Senor Brewster. Stop a shot in front of those riders. Oh, never mind. They look like they're going to stop anyhow.
Wait here, boys. Just come with me.
When one of my riders goes on his own to talk to one of my enemies, I want to know why, Cisco.
Why waste time with him, Juan? He's here, ain't he? It means he's with him.
I'm still running the show, Judd. I'll handle this.
You wart-faced toad, Townsend. I'll never get a better chance to put a bullet through your skull than I got right now.
Wait, Dad. Let Cisco run this show. What do you want, Townsend?
Cisco, I've got plans for Lincoln County. Those plans include you.
I am curious, Townsend. Why an hombre like you, with so many gunmen at his beck and call, is concerned over one hombre like me?
Those hirelings back there are only good for the fighting to be done. When it's over, the men I can depend on won't be the ones I can buy.
Well, you got to be out of your head to think Cisco joined with you to kill people.
Come on, Judd. I've given you straight talk, Cisco, no subterfuge. I'll give you 5 minutes to join me.
Yeah, it's a waste of time, Warren.
You have 5 minutes to decide, Cisco. Ride out, join me, and you'll have the kind of power a man like you should know how to use. Stay here with the Brewsters and die with them. Get up.
Get up. wasting time, Warren. Cisco ain't riding out here. Besides, what do you need him for?
You don't understand, Judd. For certain things I could never find a better segundo than you. But when we hold the power here, we'll have to deal with other counties in this territory. We'll need a man of diplomacy, honesty, and action. Cisco's reputation, his manner of handling people...
All right, Warren, I see what you mean. But Cisco ain't joining us. The 5 minutes are up, ain't they? What you gonna do?
The 5 minutes will be up in 5 seconds. All right, Judd. Light those torches. Set this buffalo grass afire. Burn this ranch to the ground.
All right, boys. Light up them torches and set fire to this buffalo grass. We're going to burn every building to the ground. If Cisco, Pancho, or the two Brewsters make a break from that ranch house, cut them down.
Look, Cisco, through this window. Those coyotes not going to rush us.
Thunder, you're right, Pancho. They're going to burn us out. We better make a break for our horses.
No, Dad, we won't have a chance. They'll gun us down as soon as we step outside.
You all right, Senor Buck?
Oh, Cisco, that one hombre with a lighted torch, he's going to set fire to the grass.
Your rifle, Senor Brewster. Andale, give me your rifle.
Here you are, Cisco.
What you do, Cisco?
Think carefully and...
Galloping ghost, the bullet knocked the torch clean out of that hombre's hand.
Sage of General Custer, I ain't seen such shooting since I rode with him in the old 7 Cavalry.
They've stopped the palaver.
See, they're afraid of Cisco. They know he could kill them instead of shooting the torch out of their hand.
I reckon none of them cold-footed coyotes care to be the next one to take the chance.
Judd Heston's going to make the run. He's lighting up a torch.
For Judd Heston, there is a special treatment.
Bueno, Cisco, you knocked the torch out of the hand of that Heston, Mallory.
Howling hurricane, you knocked Judd's hat off his head.
And that will help him change his mind.
It sure made him change the course as cayuse was going.
You're stirring up as much commotion as a hornet's nest out there, Cisco. But it ain't gonna save us.
Luck is with us, Senor Buck. We have a chance. Look at the blades on your windmill.
Pancho, not see nothing special. The wind blowing made the windmill turn.
You bet it is, but look at the direction. The wind's changed.
See, we can use the methods of those killers against them. If you do not mind losing some pasture land, Senor Buck.
That grass will have another chance to grow, but we won't have another chance to live. I'm riding stirrup to stirrup with you, Cisco. There's a barrel of coal oil in the kitchen.
Bueno. Pancho, you and Senor Brewster get some rags and soak them in that coal oil.
Si, but why we do that?
We're going to set fire to the grass, Pancho. The wind will carry that fire smack into them lily-livered hyenas.
That is what we hope for, Senor Brewster. There is no time to lose. Andale, we may beat those pack rats yet. If we get out of here alive.
Well, it's worse than we thought, Warren.
When you come into this house, close the door quietly, Judd.
Listen, Warren, I've been to town
when
and I...
When you walk into this house, Judd, close the door quietly. Now go back and do it.
I tell you, we...
The door, Judd. Quietly. That's better, Judd. Now, what's worse than we thought?
Them vigilantes. Cisco's got them organized. Every time our boys go out on a raid, them vigilantes come out of nowhere to stop them. He's beat you every time you locked horns, Warren.
I've given you too much authority, Judd. It's gone to your head. Next, you'll be wanting to give me orders.
It ain't a bad idea. I told you to kill the Cisco kid when you had your hands on him.
You think with a gun instead of a brain, Judd. That's why you'll never live to give me orders.
All right, big brain. How are you going to outfox the Cisco kid now?
First, by putting my house in order.
What do you mean by that?
When a dog snaps at the hand that feeds him...
He deserves a beating. Remind him, he's still a dog and not the master. You
Judd, if you go for your gun, I'll kill you.
All right, Warren. I reckon you can beat me the draw.
You know I can. You're no use to me, Judd, unless you can take orders and carry them out.
Well,
You're the boss.
I'd better be. Or you'll be dead. Now that my house is in order, our next piece of business is the vigilantes and the Cisco Kid.
What are you going to do about them?
Let them think they've beaten us. Spread the word we're willing to call a truce to talk things over. Invite every cattleman, dirt farmer, nester in Lincoln County.
Then what?
Then, leave everything to me. That will be the final assembly for those vigilante cattlemen. In one raid, we'll wipe them all out.
And I agree with the other cattlemen, Cisco. We can't take Townsend's word about a truce.
Oh, simmer down, Dad.
Simmer down, all of you. Now, listen. We followed Cisco and haven't gone wrong so far, have we? All right. Then if you turn a deaf ear to him now, you're asking to lose your ranch.
That's your thing, Buck, for what you are trying to do. You, senores, must realize that the open range is a thing of the past. The cattlemen and the homesteaders must learn to live together in peace.
Oh, now don't get mad at Cisco for telling the truth. You all know what happened as a result of the Rogue River Range War.
See, and the same thing happened here in Lincoln County if you're not listening to Cisco.
How do we know we're not riding into a dry gulch when we meet with the nesters?
Pancho can answer that for you. Tell them what you saw in Cow Creek Canyon, Pancho.
Will Pancho keep a watch on Townsend like Cisco tell Pancho to do? And Pancho follow Townsend and Aunt Coyote, Jed Heston, and Pancho see them pay off all those killers and send them back to Texas?
Oh, hey. Un momento, señores, un momento. We all know that could be another scheme to trap us. Therefore, the truce meeting will be held here at Buck Brewster's Rancho. Sentries and outposts will be stationed.
If Townsend, his gunslingers, and the nesters try to raid us, their blood will turn the green grass of this valley to red.
All right. Hear me, boys. By this time, the cattlemen have learned from the Cisco Kid's partner that you were supposedly paid off and sent back to Texas.
Pancho followed us, Warren, just like you figured he would. We doubled back after he left the trail.
Yeah, it's a job well done, Judge. The cattlemen and the homesteaders are meeting now at the Brewster Ranch.
You said they posted guards, Warren. They'll be ready when we go to raid them.
Now, that's where I intend to use the nesters. As soon as the meeting gets started, you and the boys attack the sentries.
And while the nesters keep the cattlemen busy, we get through the guards into the ranch house.
That's right, Judd. And remember what I told you. You wait until the nesters and I are clear of the ranch house. Then you kill every last one of those vigilante cattlemen. I myself will get the Cisco Kid.
Any other orders, Warren?
No. See that you carry these out, Judd. If you fail me this time, I won't give you another chance. Get up.
That's what you say, Mr. Townsend. All right, boys. Ready to ride. We're going to make this raid, but we're going to do it my way. We don't need them nesters any more than we need them cattlemen. And we don't need Warren Townsend. Everything about you in Lincoln County belongs to the hombres strong enough to take it. And that's us. Follow me and wipe them all out. To the last man.
That's the signal from our guards. We've been double-crossed. This meeting with Townsend is a trap.
Come on, you cattlemen. Unlimber your gun.
Dad, you cattlemen, wait a minute.
Listen to Senor Buck, or you will undo whatever good has been done.
It's a trap, all right, you homesteaders. The Cisco Kid and these cattlemen intend to murder us. Take cover. Open fire on them.
Madre mia, Cisco. If they listen to that Townsend, lots of hombres on both sides be killed.
Get over it. It is a trap. Unless we fight together, we will all be murdered.
This is your last double dealing, Townsend.
I told you I'd have to kill you someday, Cisco, and this is it.
Bueno, Cisco, you shoot the gun out of that Maverick's hand.
I'm more than a match for you, Cisco. Guns off, fist.
That remains to be seen. It will be seen sooner than you think.
All right. None of you nesters make a move, or we'll blast you out of your boots. Keep them covered, boys.
No, Senor Buster.
You need these homesteaders as much as they need you. Poncho, will you and Senor Brewster guard Townsend?
Si, Cisco.
I only wish he makes a try to skedaddle.
Cisco's right, boys. See for yourselves.
Madre mia, those Texas gun slingers.
Unless Judd Heston leading them.
Do you homesteaders or cattlemen need any more proof? Take cover and fight off those killers while you still have a chance.
Come on, Cisco. We can take cover behind the water trough.
Your Buck. We already have those gunslingers whipped, though they do not know it yet.
I wish I was as sure about that as you are, sister.
When those pack rats see the cattlemen and homesteaders fighting side by side instead of against each other, they will turn and run.
I only hope you're right.
Tell the homesteaders and cattlemen to open fire right now.
Now, boys, open fire on those Texas killers. Come on, give them a real big gun pounder welcome.
Did I tell you, Sailor Buck?
They're turning tail and running like scared rabbits. And from the way they're going, I don't think they'll stop running until they get back to Texas.
We will stop them, Senor Buck. Every last one of them must be corralled and made to pay for his crimes. As a warning to all bandidos, there must never be another Lincoln County raid. Pancho.
Oh, every single one of those gunslingers, they get a long sentence in the jail.
See, they deserve it. As did Judd Heston and Warren Townsend.
See.
You know, the next time we ride over this hill and into Lincoln County, I am sure we will find the cattlemen and the homesteaders living together peacefully.
See, that we do. The next time we ride over the hills... Cisco, while we talk about this hill, Pancho would like to ask you a question.
Si, Chico. What is the question?
Cisco, tell Pancho, what the difference between a hill and a peel?
Well, Pancho, there's a lot of difference. How can you compare them when they are so different?
Pancho, like for Cisco to stick to the question, what the difference between a hill and a peel?
Well, then I must admit I do not know. What is the difference between a hill and a peel?
The one is hard to get up, the other is hard to get down.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Windshield wiper blades take a beating during a long winter. Replacement is inexpensive vision insurance for sudden showers. Your safety council reminds you, the happy traveler plans ahead.
The Cisco Kid comes to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.